It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5, The Pig, MyPigRadio.com. Hey, JW, you see this guy? We saw him on the YouTube a minute ago.
Yeah, man versus bear.
Good morning.
Brad Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. Hey, guys.
I just like
me.
The title, Man versus Bear.
From Texarkana, Arkansas, man. How did you end up deciding to take on a bear on the Discovery Channel?
Yeah, well, I had a good friend of mine who was on Naked and Afraid actually get approached by a casting agent asking if he knew anyone who was into the outdoors, who was athletic, and, you know, I was first name he thought of. So he pitched me to them. They came to me, pitched the show idea to me, said, hey, you ought to give it a shot. So I applied, went through the multiple tiers of getting on the show, from submitting pictures and videos and going through Skypes and things of that nature. And then I got the call, said, hey, you're going to be on Man vs. Bear. We're flying you out to Utah.
So Utah.
In August. Flew out and shot the show.
Now, the clip that they put out yesterday, I guess it was.
That was yesterday.
Showing kind of what's going to be on the show tonight that you're going to be on. Obstacle course?
Yeah, it's one of the five events.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you like the obstacle course?
I do. That's really, you'll hear me talk about it. That's really in my wheelhouse. That's how I train. I'm not, the show really focuses on multiple aspects of a human's capabilities.
Well, when Anna first come in here, she was like, all right, we got the guy, man versus a bear from Discovery. And I was like, what do you mean versus? Well, yeah, it's like he fought a bear. He fought a bear.
Well, she didn't know a lot. She just was going on what she thought. But anyway,
yeah, man versus bear. So she printed up this thing here, and I guess this is from the Discovery Channel site, probably. But it says that you've spent a lot of time exploring the scenic hills that surround your hometown. Where are these hills?
Up around Overpike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know, we talked about it. I'm a big trail runner. I like to do ultra marathons, and that's a really good place to train because most ultra marathons take place on trails, off roads. So I go up there and run the mountains all the time. So, and I'm also a big hiker, big camper. I spend a lot of time up there.
I guess we were looking at the trailer or the preview promo for tonight. So the trail running really kind of, you think it gave you an advantage?
I think
we can't give the results yet.
No, you can't. No. But I would say in the particular event you watch, Grizzly Heights, the obstacle course, I definitely had the odds stacked in my favor versus my other competitors because of my training background. But you'll look at other events such as King of the Mountain, which is the tug of war, Brute Force. Right. Look at me. I'm 155 pounds soaking wet.
Which bear did you tug of war with?
Which bear? Oh, that would be Bart.
He's the big bear of the mountain.
He was on Game of Thrones and several other movies. And dude is like 8.5 foot tall, 1,400 pounds. So I don't care what human being you put on that platform, he's gonna pull them.
Well, we watched a clip of one of the other guys
taking on Bart,
and he didn't last very long.
Right.
Yeah, he looked bigger than you.
Yeah. Oh,
but he didn't last.
That was last week.
Well, when you look at the lineup of the people on the show, I'm probably going to be one of the smaller guys. I might be the smallest guys. I think some of the girls were probably even bigger than me.
but with some of the events, you get the advantage,
right,
though,
right.
Because all right,
yeah, absolutely. Well,
so and the bears, Bart.
Bart is the physically imposing one. He's the one that
Honey Bump's.
She's Bart's little sister. She's about half that size, and she's insanely fast. I mean, she's got speeds of over 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
So you needed, they give you a little bit of a head start. But
yeah, Usain Bolt would have needed a head start.
Yeah, okay.
She was insanely fast.
And then the other bear, they have three bears.
Yeah, Tank is the last bear, and Tank is the really cool, laid-back bear. You'll see Tank in the eating challenge, which is called Apex Predator. So
eating challenge.
Yeah, if you've watched some other reality TV shows back in the past, you know, the eating challenges were kind of a big thing. What gross stuff can we make a person eat?
Well, did you see these?
Oh, I would eat tons of those compared to some of the stuff I had to eat.
You would eat these pig lips?
I would eat pig lips over some of the stuff.
Anna! All right, good. You're sticking around with us a little while this morning.
Absolutely.
Okay, hang out a little bit. 103.9, 98.5 The Pig, MyPigRadio.com. We got Brad Taylor with you. So you
man
ate something grosser
bear.
Than pig lips?
Yeah, it was
Man versus Bear Discovery Channel tonight.
Well, I'm not going to give away exactly what I ate.
It wasn't very.
But let's put it this way. The premise of the challenge is it's going to be things that bears will find in the wild.
That bears will eat.
So when they bring Tank out and they put him in front of his food, the object is you have to eat your five foods quicker than Tank can eat all his food. And for each, there's five different foods. One of them is super easy to eat, and then they get more difficult as you go up. And each time you go up, you get more points for each item that you ate, but you have to eat all the items. So if you watch last week,
eat it all, swallow, keep
right,
it down.
Right, yeah, and keep it down. That's a big part of it. So if you watch last week's episode, it showed that they had blueberries, which is their easy one. They had some nuts, which is pretty easy. And then it goes all the way to raw salmon, was one of the harder ones. And then they had a pile of crickets they had to eat.
Oh, good. So, well, Tank's probably going, oh, I love this stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's like, this is a delicacy. He's like, man, I've hit the jackpot. Look, meanwhile, this, we're trying to not to puke on ourselves.
Right,
that's right.
Now,
right,
so, wait a minute. Now, how long is you said that last week was the first episode?
Last week was the first episode.
Okay, do you know how many episodes there will be?
Yeah, there's going to be 8 total. There's going to be 7 normal episodes, and then they're going to take the top 3 finishers from those 7 and put them together in a superhuman showdown for the final episode.
Okay.
All right.
So there's 5 different events, though, that you participate.
Right. Well, there's going to be 5 total events. After the 4th event, the person who has the lowest points total will be eliminated, and then there will be a head-to-head showdown in an event that's called Human Prey. And they put you basically inside of a giant hamster ball, and your goal is to try to get around the grizzly, which is, it's going to be Bart, and you're trying.
Bart's the big
and
bad
Bart's,
boy.
And Bart's job is to push you into a hole where you can't get out.
Well, okay. I was in a giant hamster ball once, but a bear was not trying to mess with me. But I didn't enjoy it very much. But okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's this is definitely interesting. Yeah. So the different events, what are they? We know about the eating.
Yeah, we've got tug.
We know about
the
Grizzly Heights.
King of the Hill, which is the tug of war. You've got Grizzly Heights, which is the obstacle course. You have Brute Force, which the object of this one is to push this giant log, and you're on opposite side from Bart again, and then each of you have to push your log, and the first one to make it to the end. Uh-huh. If Bart gets to the end, wherever you are, they call time, and you get the points.
For however far you made it.
Okay. And if you watched last week's episode.
That makes a lot more sense. Log rolling.
Yeah.
I get it now. You're rolling a log. Right. See, I was thinking lumberjacks.
Right.
Log rolling.
No, you're not standing on it trying to keep your balance.
How are you gonna,
bears don't typically do
that.
Yeah,
if you got a bear that can do that, man, that's your show.
Dancing bear. All right.
Yeah, so if you watched last week's episode, they had one really big guy named Steve, and he wasn't even able to push the log. Actually, neither of the guys did. They put the log weighs 5 times your body weight. So, you know, they changed the log because it wouldn't be fair to have a 120-pound girl push what a 400-pound man can push.
Right.
You know, so, they changed it 5 times your body weight, and basically it's how you're training.
But it is fair to have, you know, a grown man push what a grizzly bear can.
Right. And I will tell you this, the grizzly bears are strong.
They are very strong.
Well, they're huge. Just looking at the trailer and the promos for the show, though, I mean, when they, like when Bart, they stand him up, it's
impressive.
Yeah. The first time I saw him.
Impressive, yeah, that's what I thought.
The first time I saw him, that was one of the more nerve-wracking moments of my life because I was up there on top of King of the Mountain. They had me up on the platform, and I was all tied up, ready to go. Then they bring Bart out.
He comes walking out,
and he stands up, and I'm like, oh, man, what have I gotten myself into? I start questioning, is this safe? Am I going to die? What's going to stop him from...
That's when you decided to ask that question.
And then, you know, what's going to stop him from taking that rope and just running with it? And then me, I'm tied to this rope. I'm just going to bounce behind him like a can on the back of someone's car. It just got buried, you know? I mean,
that is awesome. So you... This all happens tonight. If somebody was interested in doing this, I mean, they could just maybe reach out on Facebook or something to you. Some advice you could give them?
Yeah, I could definitely give you some advice. Just train. I mean, it's one of those deals where you got to have your body in pretty peak physical form. I mean, you can't go out there and, you know, the average couch potato can't go out there and do this.
Yeah,
I mean,
I can't do this.
It's not going to work for you, buddy.
No. One more thing. What was your, which one of these bears, of all these that we talked about, which one was your favorite? I mean, you got a favorite?
It's hard to say, but I
because I imagine they all have personalities.
Yeah, Bart, just because he's so imposing. I mean, I love the personalities of all 3 bears. I had most of my interactions were with Bart, and it's just kind of cool knowing you're standing there with basically the movie star of all bears, you know. He's the real deal. I mean, he may be a trained bear, but he is the real deal.
Well, they're deal.
They're,
well,
still
they're trained
bears.
To keep you from, I mean...
They're just trained to keep from killing us.
Yeah,
that's about
right.
It. You know?
Yeah, because, I mean, like push you in a hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brad Taylor, thank you.
Hey, no
Texas County, Arkansas. And you say 8 o'clock tonight, Discovery Channel.
8 o'clock tonight. Don't miss it. Set your DVR.
All right. And this is on the podcast, too. So if somebody missed the interview, you want to share that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy enough to do it. MyPigRadio.com. Thanks, Brad. We appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
This podcast brought to you by 2 Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from 2 Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.